As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Greg, and I'm excited to bring you a second bonus episode here as we celebrate 2 years of HTDS. So today is the death of Elmer Ellsworth. So we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. But of course, part of this two-year drive is that we are celebrating with a Patreon drive. So we do also just want to take a little bit to explain some of the behind the scenes of the podcast and why Patreon is meaningful to us, and then we'll get to this bonus episode, which is in fact a taste of what we give our $10 a month patrons. It's a episode on the off weeks between, as you know, this is a bi-weekly podcast. Silly word in English, you know, bi-weekly. Both, it means both, twice a week and every other week. Anyhow, but this is a bi-weekly podcast with the every other week, the fortnightly definition. And we're going to give you that taste. The death of Elmer Ellsworth is, in fact, an episode that we have previously released to the $10 patrons. So we'll get to that. But really quickly, the Patreon drive itself. So as we hit 2 years, which the official birthday of HTDS is October 2nd. So we're coming up on that. For 2 years, we'd love to have 200 patrons. And I'm going to shut up now. Let CL talk a little bit. Why we want to see that number, where we're going with that.
Yeah, so Patreon is a really great place to build a community of listeners, right? So you've got feedback for us. We want to hear it. You've got suggestions for us. We want to hear them. If you want something for a bonus episode, tell us. We'd absolutely love to make that happen. And Patreon is the place to do that. You've got questions for other listeners. Who's been to this place? What were the great things to do there? It's a great place to build community. So, you know, the more patrons we have there, the better the community is, the stronger it is. And the more involved you get to be in how the podcast moves forward.
Well, so. And we've had some meaningful discussions with patrons, even on a larger scale, about where the podcast is going. This is a U.S. history survey. That is, you know, without dispute. But sometimes we get done with the volume, right? And we're not quite sure which angle we want to cover first. Or even the lens we want to use as we go into another phase, because these are all difficult questions that historians have to grapple with all the time.
Right. So yeah, so Patreon is a great place to for you to give your feedback to us and for us to put ideas out there and say, hey, this is what we're thinking. What do you guys think of it? And anyway, great place to start a conversation.
So we are really focused on the aspect of community. We are not asking you to come with a massive monthly donation. Obviously, we're grateful for those who can afford to do that. But our goal is simply, even if everyone who's signing up during this little Patreon drive were to come with a dollar a month, we'd really love to see the community grow. That said, we would also like to explain, you know, where that money goes, what on earth we're trying to do. So there are certainly some fixed costs between the website, the hosting on Libsyn. We have a number of other subscriptions. On occasion, we do upgrade hardware. We went to a conference of podcasters. And so that was a cost. Getting merchandise, that's a cost. But even every episode, there are things, right, Josh?
That's right. I'm the guy that's going to talk about taking all your money.
That's right. Josh bleeds us.
I bleed them.
Well, no. When you bleed people on the battlefield.
Exactly.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
Look at that segue right there.
Shoot.
No, I hope everybody notices one of the big things that actually we are grateful to our patrons in their donations that allows us to do is sound effects. People, if you've noticed this latest episode that we just came out with, sound effects like crazy throughout the episode. And the feedback has been awesome. Everyone says they love it. I really went like in the depths of, it took me an hour and a half to edit 10 minutes of the first 10 minutes of the battle of
right.
the episode.
Well, dude, and that battle was just stellar.
Thanks.
Really? Yeah.
But you've been able to find like the right guns from the Civil War, right? Not just the sound of a cannon, but a Civil War period cannon.
Right. And so now it's not just, I mean, admittedly before it was getting sound effects as I could get them for free.
Right.
And now,
because we had no resources.
So. And now I'm able to purchase sounds that aren't only sounding good, but are historically accurate as well. The musket sounds we have are the muskets of the era.
Our trains are accurate.
Hey, the train we use is now accurate for the time period. I mean, the boat, you know, things like that. So we're trying our best to basically make it as accurate as possible, as entertaining as possible. But yeah, one of the biggest things that helps with your donation is crisping up those sound effects every episode.
So we are, you know, as we pause and reflect on all the time and effort we put into building History That Doesn't Suck, we're so grateful to you for listening, for being a part of this. It's humbling. It's astounding to know so many of you are out there listening. And one of the things that we do want to do is up our game, and that goes to sound effects. And Josh, you want to talk a bit more about
remastering?
About remastering. Do
yeah.
it.
Because we don't have enough on our plate, we decided we have no. So we have decided, because we're upping our game and doing all these new things that, thanks to you, we have the opportunity to do now, the resources, we are going through and remastering our backlog. So what that means is I am going back through the episodes.
Episode one, baby.
Cleaning up everything, adding new sound effects, adding sound effects where they weren't before, and really like bringing...
Well, and even replacing sound effects, right? Because now you've got a more accurate sound.
Accurate sound, one that sounds better,
yeah,
sounds
higher quality.
More higher quality, mm-hmm. right? And we don't have an exact date on that.
On that being finished. Oh, look, we're riffing right here. I mean, as live as live gets. We talked, Josh, about October 2nd. I don't want to hold your feet to
October
the fire on
2nd,
that.
I will
for
have
episode one.
One. I will have episode one remastered. So yes. Everybody who wants to go back and check it out, I'll have it uploaded to the feed.
Yep.
The old episode won't be there anymore. So
yeah,
you won't,
so if you
won't
you
be able to
love
see
the,
way
it is right now, I guess download it and never
download it.
Never
it
delete
on
it.
Your VHS or
your
cassette
VHS.
Tape.
Yeah, with all that other antiquated stuff, we'll send you a page later. It'll be great.
But if you actually give us your feedback on this, if you want to see new episodes, just give you an update like, hey, episode two remaster dropped, episode three, or you want us to do them in a chunk, because we've talked about
this
doing
would
like,
again be the sort of thing we discuss with our patrons, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's where that community discussion happens.
And so this is all thanks to you. That's really what we're trying to say, is all this remastering, new sound effects, higher sound quality is all thanks to our patrons.
It is. We would not one be daring to undertake this, and two, we would literally not have the resources to do this without. So, you know, thank you. And if you've been a patron in the past and you aren't currently, we thank you. You know, anyone who has helped, you know, equip us to do this. And of course, I do want to be clear, even as I say all this, one of the great things about podcasting, one of the things I'm passionate about with this, is that it is free. Not everyone is in a place to be able to give, you know, even a buck a month. I'm not here to judge on that front. I think it's fantastic that there are enough people out there who know they have the means and have the heart to just give. And so thank you to those of you who are enabling us to make something even better for those who aren't in a place to be able to do those sorts of things. So even if you're not there, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. That's another, you know, that's a great way if...
That's huge.
Yeah, just telling your friends.
Your friends and sharing and reviewing all that.
I guess
huge.
I just want to be clear, you know, like we're grateful to everyone.
Yeah.
If we're going to keep going to this like higher level stuff that we're talking about, yeah, we need a little more patron love as well. And we do want more of a sense of community. But we are grateful to everyone. Even if we've never gotten an email from you and we're never going to, thank you. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for learning.
But as part of our anniversary celebration, and as a thanks to all of our listeners, we are having an anniversary sale on our merchandise. So you can head to historythatdoesntsuck.com. We've got our merchandise up there, and everybody gets 10% off their entire purchase all the way through October 2nd. So the code is anniversary10, all caps, anniversary10, and that gets you...
Arabic numerals or written out, CL?
Arabic numerals.
Okay, so anniversary
10,
as in 10.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And that gets you 10% off your purchase. So,
and we are going to give a little bit of a bigger cut. Was it 20%? Is that what we decided on?
Patrons are going to get 20%. So if you decide, hey, that's worth it to me, I will head over to Patreon, sign up for $1, $2, $5, whatever it is that you feel you can do, you'll get a code for a bigger sale once you sign up at patreon.com.
That's right. I think that pretty much sums it up. And I'm right, friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not looking to drag this out. So let's go ahead and get to the death of Elmer Ellsworth. Again, this is what our $10 patrons, they get a story like this, which is, you know, just a few minutes long, but it's, you're now getting a little taste of HTDS every week. So with no further ado, hang tight, because I'd like to tell you a story. Early in the war, the harsh realities of the conflict hit home for President Lincoln. Elmer Ellsworth, a dear family friend, came to Washington, D.C. with Lincoln back in February. In fact, he spent so much time with the family that he caught the measles from Willie and Tad that spring. So when Lincoln calls for troops, Elmer doesn't hesitate to volunteer. He joins a New York regiment of firefighters. After Virginia secedes, the unit is assigned to occupy Alexandria, Virginia. Elmer goes with them. This town that sits just opposite from the U.S. Capitol across the Potomac is a hotbed of secessionist activity, and Elmer won't stand for it. When he sees a Confederate flag with its broad stripes, two red and one white, flying from the roof of the Marshall House Hotel, he jumps into action. On May 24th, Elmer sneaks up the stairs of the hotel and onto its roof. He pulls down the flag and heads back down the stairs. But Elmer doesn't have a lookout. He runs right into the mad as a hornet hotel manager. James Jackson immediately pulls out a gun and shoots rash, patriotic Elmer. The young man bleeds out all over the stolen flag. Just then, Elmer's backup arrives. Too late to save their friend, the soldiers shoot James. Mary and Lincoln are distraught when they hear the news. The president personally writes to Elmer's parents, thanking them for their son's short military service. Elmer's body lays in state in the East Room of the White House before his funeral. Even Lincoln's secretary, John Nicolay, confesses he is, quote, quite unable to keep the tears out of my eyes, close quote, at the sight of one of the first casualties of the war.